Hey guys, Jin here. 英语文备课终要开讲喽！有听友阿基林伫 Apple Podcast 留话讲 ，Tool 台语其实是假诗，工具是受到华语的影响才有诶讲法。看到听友诶提醒，甲指导，我赶紧去查字典，确实伫教育部诶闽南语字典内底有讲到工具诶讲法，但是。在台语字典里面只有器具无工具。感谢听友的提醒甲指导，以及你的五粒星，这对我真有帮助，让我有气力用 Podcast 录音的方式分享料理甲故事，以及学习的成果。感谢罗兰。Last Friday was White Dew, which is the 15th of the 24 solar terms in the farmer's calendar. The date of White Dew changes every year, and it was on September 8th this year. White Dew, 白露, solar term, 节气, the farmer's calendar, 农民历。关于农民历呢，还有其他的说法，像是Farmer's Almanac of China, the Chinese Peasant Calendar. 那最常用的呢，就是 Lunar Calendar. Last Friday was White Dew, 上个周五是白露, which is the 15th of the 24 solar terms in the Chinese Peasant Calendar. 这是农民历24节气当中的第15个节气。The date of White Dew changes every year. 白露的日期每年都会变化。And it was on September 8th this year. 而今年是9月8日。不止白露的日期每年都会不一样，所有农民历上的节气日期也是每年都不一样哦。In the past, people would have to consult the farmer's calendar to find out the date of White Dew. Now, people can simply look it up online or ask a large language model, such as ChatGPT. However, the answer from ChatGPT may be incorrect. You may still need to confirm the date using the farmer's calendar. Consult, 查阅, large language model, 大型语言模型。Incorrect, 不正确的 Confirm, 确认 In the past, 过去 People would have to 人们可能必须 Consult the farmer's calendar 查阅农民历 To find out the date of White Dew 才能够知道白露的日期 Or ask a large language model such as ChatGPT或者询问大型语言模型，例如 ChatGPT， 它有中文名字叫查特。However, the answer from ChatGPT may be incorrect. 然而，查特的答案可能不太正确。You might still need to， 你可能还是需要 confirm the date， 确认日期 ，using the farmer's calendar， 使用农民历。上个世纪的人呢，要翻农民历才能够知道节气的日期。后来可以上网查，问问谷歌，问问现在最夯的 ChatGPT 查特先生，然后再翻找一下农民历，确认日期的正确性。这样不是一开始去翻农民历就好了吗？ It is said that the weather.Will gradually cool down after White Dew. According to meteorological data, the average temperature in September is 2 degrees lower than that in July. This difference in temperature may make people feel a slight chill at night. In the morning, people may also feel a difference in temperature between the inside and outside of their homes. Gradually, 逐渐地, meteorological,气象 average 平均 slight 微小的 chill 凉意 It is said 据说 that the weather will gradually cool down 天气会逐渐转凉 after white dew 白露过后 according to meteorological data 根据气象资料显示 the temperature the average temperature in September 九月的平均温度is 2 degrees lower, 低两度, than that in July, 比七月的温度。 This difference in temperature, 这种温度上的差异 may make people feel, 可能会让人感觉到 a slight chill at night, 在夜间轻微的寒意。In the morning, 早上 people may also feel, 人们还有可能会感受到 a difference in temperature, 温度上的差异 between the inside and outside of their homes, 在室内和室外。根据农民历的说法是白露过后天气会逐渐转凉，如果看气象统计资料的话呢，九月份的温度平均温度是比七月份还要再下降两度，那就这两度的差别就会让人家在晚上感到一丝丝的凉意，在感受上呢就会觉得昼夜的温差变大了。The difference in temperature between early morning and evening is large, causing water vapor to condense into dew drops. This is why the solar term is called white dew. Causing 是 cause 的分词变化型，中文翻译成导致。Vapor 蒸汽、雾气。Condense 凝结。Dew drop 露珠。The difference in temperature 温度上的差异。Between early morning and evening, 清晨和傍晚 is large, 是大的 causing water vapor to condense into dew drops, 导致水蒸气凝结成露珠。This is why, 这就是为什么 the solar term is called white dew, 这个节气被称为白露。我觉得这个命名有点浪漫呢，你说呢？You may still feel the heat during the day, but at night it gets chilly. The change in temperature between daytime and nighttime can also cause a runny nose or stuffy nose. Chilly, 寒冷的 stuffy, 堵塞的 You may still feel the heat. 你可能仍然会感觉到炎热 during the day, 在白天 but at night, 但是在晚上It gets chilly, 就会变得寒冷。The change in temperature, 温度上的改变 between daytime and nighttime, 白天和夜晚 can also cause a runny nose, 有可能会导致流鼻涕 or stuffy nose, 或者是鼻塞。有过敏性鼻炎的朋友呢，早上起床或者是傍晚的时候，应该都能够感觉到温差变化带来的影响。One thing you can do to prevent a runny or stuffy nose is to dress warmly. This will help to keep your body temperature stable. Also, you can have some potage sanjakma. Prevent, 避免, stable, 稳定. One thing you can do, 一件你做得到的事情, to prevent a runny or stuffy nose, 防止流鼻涕或者是鼻塞。Is to dress warmly, 就是穿得暖和。This will help, 这将有助于 to keep your body temperature stable, 保持体温的稳定。Also, you can have some potage sanjakma, 另外你还可以喝一点青豆仁姜汤。Potage sanjakma 是法文 potage汤 Sanjakma 圣日耳曼，中文翻译成青豆仁姜汤。姜呢是指把青豆打成姜，不是加姜丝哦。这道汤品的成分里面也没有姜哦。虽然没有姜，但是青豆仁姜汤依然是一道温暖的汤品。This soup is believed to be named after the Count of Saint-Germain, who was the Minister of War under Louis XIV of France. Count, 伯爵, Minister, 部长. This soup is believed to be, 据说这道汤品是, named after the Count of Saint-Germain, 以圣日耳曼伯爵的名字命名的。Who was the Minister of War under Louis XIV of France? 他是法国国王路易十四的国防部长。The minister had a penchant for peas. He had his cook make a soup with fresh peas and other fresh greens braised in light stock and pureed. This dish was considered to be so refined that it could be served to the King of France. pensioned 偏好，另外一种发音是 pension， 拼法一样，只是念法不一样。 braised 炖煮， pureed 捣成泥状的。 The minister had a pensioned for peas， 这个伯爵部长呢很喜欢吃青豆仁。 He had his cook， 他让他的厨师 made the soup， 煮汤。With fresh peas and other fresh greens， 用新鲜的青豆和其他的新鲜蔬菜。 Braised in light stock， 在高汤内炖煮。 And pureed， 然后再捣成泥。 This dish was considered to be， 这道菜被认为是 so refined， 非常的精致。 That it could be served to the king of France， 可以招待法国国王。青豆仁张汤的历史非常的悠久，悠久到文学作品当中呢出现这一道菜，通常就是暗示这一家人他的家境贫寒。穷人的吃法呢是把豆子加水煮成泥，这样就算主食啦。但是你要做给国王吃，当然不可能这样煮啊。所以关于给路易国王吃到的青豆仁汤的故事是说，伯爵呢把汤的质地做得很细致，又加了很多的料头啊，然后让他的汤品的味道非常丰富。国王喝了之后觉得哎，这不错哦，于是就以伯爵的名字为汤命名。那青豆仁姜汤列在丙级西餐烹调的考试项目里，所采用的做法跟材料当然就是有肉有高汤，煮完还要细细的过筛掌。青豆仁姜汤的英文名称是 Puree of Green Pea Soup with Croutons。 Puree of Green Pea Soup， 捣成泥的青豆浓汤。 Crouton， 面包丁。 Crouton 是很好吃的点心，也是凯撒沙拉的材料之一，现在又多了一个去处，就是撒在青豆仁姜汤上作为装饰。那有兴趣了解面包丁做法的朋友，可以到贝克中的网站搜寻相关的资料哦。The ingredients used in making the soup are green peas, onion, celery, bacon, chicken stock, cream, butter, salt, pepper, bay leaf, and garlic. 制作青豆仁姜汤会用到的材料有 green pea, 青豆仁，也就是豌豆仁 onion, 洋葱 celery, 西芹菜，西洋芹菜 bacon, 培根 chicken stock, 鸡高汤 cream, 鲜奶油butter 奶油 salt 盐 pepper 胡椒 bay leaf 月桂叶以及 garlic 大蒜。 The first step is to cook the bacon. In a large pot, melt the butter over medium heat and add the bacon and cook until crisp. Add the onion and bay leaf to the pot and cook until softened. Add the celery, garlic, and peas.煮汤之前呢，我们就先按照顺序把食材丢进去锅子里头炒香。 Pour in the chicken stock and bring it to a boil. Reduce heat to low and simmer until the peas are tender. Reduce 减少， simmer 炖，微， tender 软的。 Pour in the chicken stock 倒入鸡高汤， and bring it to a boil 把它煮沸。 Reduce heat to low把火调小 and simmer 以小火慢煮 until the peas are tender 直到青豆变软。聊到这里，有没有发现青豆仁姜汤是可以一锅完成的？ The utensils you need are only one heavy bottom saucepan, one spatula, one ladle, and one stick blender. Utensil 厨具， heavy bottom saucepan厚底汤锅 ，ladle 汤勺 ，stick blender 搅拌棒。The utensils you need are 你需要的厨具是 only one heavy bottom saucepan 只有一个厚底锅 ，one spatula 一只锅铲 ，one ladle 一只汤勺 ，and one stick blender。和一只搅拌棒，至少要准备这四样器具才能够煮一锅汤。那最多的话，最多就看你愿意洗几个锅子、几根汤匙、几把锅铲咯。 Remove the bay leaf from the soup. Blend the soup with a stick blender to a smooth puree. Pass it through a sieve. Return the pureed soup to the pot and bring it to a boil again. Blend, 混合, puree, 泥, sieve, 筛网。Remove the bay leaf, 取出月桂叶, from the soup, 从汤里。Blend the soup, 将汤搅拌, with a stick blender, 用搅拌棒, to a smooth puree, 让它成为光滑的泥状。Pass it through a sieve, 将其过筛。Return the pureed soup to the pot, 将浓汤放回锅中。And bring it to a boil again, 再次煮沸。要注意的就是所使用的搅拌棒或者是调理机，它是不是能够搅打热汤。那如果不行的话，你要先把汤放凉，降到适当的温度，再去做搅打。另外呢，就算是搅拌棒或者是调理机能够处理热汤，那也要注意安全哦。搅打成泥的浓汤过个筛网，可以让成品更细致。那打好的浓汤呢，要再重新煮沸过，加入最后的调味。The cream, 鲜奶油 The salt, 盐 The pepper, 胡椒那这样子的话青豆仁姜汤就完成咯对了盛盘的时候呢记得还要再撒上面包丁哦好咯那么今天的英语文备课中说故事聊烘焙就聊到这里 If you like what you hear, please rate, review and don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast tab感谢收听、订阅、donate的朋友 Your support means a lot to me 备课中的网站有文字笔记可以善用网站的搜寻功能找到你所需要的资料 Be sure to tune into the next episode 记得要继续回来收听英语文备课中 Bye